Radio Prague News.
The Czech Republic is evidently heading for defeat in an EU vote on refugee quotas. 14 people have been injured in an explosion at a distillery, and the president has called for the sacking of the head of security at Prague Castle. The Czech Republic is evidently heading for defeat in a European Union vote on the allocation of set numbers of migrants to individual states. The country's Minister of the Interior, Milan Chovanec, tweeted from Brussels just before 5 p.m. that most European countries were heading towards what he called an empty and ineffective political gesture. He also wrote that Poland had abandoned its previous opposition to the quotas and that only the Czechs, the Slovaks, the Hungarians and the Romanians remained against. Prague has long insisted that refugees must be taken in on a voluntary basis. Earlier, the Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka said that if the European Union decided on quotas, it wouldn't work in reality. Mr. Sobotka said there was no legal mechanism that would allow for such a quota system. 14 people were injured, two of them seriously, in an explosion at a sugar factory and distillery in Dobrovice in central Bohemia on Tuesday morning, a spokesperson for the rescue services said. The local mayor said the explosion had occurred during maintenance work at the distillery. Firefighters quickly brought the situation under control and said there was no threat of further danger. President Milos Zeman says the director of the Presidential Security Unit, Petru Dongres, should be dismissed. He made the comments days after an incident in which the art group Stohoven replaced the presidential flag over Prague Castle with a gigantic pair of red boxer shorts in protest at Mr. Zeman's policies and behaviour. Speaking on a visit to Ostrava on Tuesday, Mr. Zeman said other personnel changes could also be expected. Mr. Dongres is due to discuss the weekend's incident with Police President Tomasz Tuhy on Thursday. A number of people have been charged with disorderly conduct in connection with the protest. Two more victims of an explosion that occurred at an arms factory in central Bohemia on Monday have been discovered, a fire service spokesperson said on Tuesday. This brings the number of deaths at the Celje and Belot factory in Vlašim to three. The company, which produces powder used for making arms, has an almost 200-year tradition in the town. President Zeman says that Czech soldiers should guard the borders of their own country rather than trying to deal with the refugee crisis abroad. The head of state was reacting to a statement by the country's Minister of Defence, Martin Stropnický, who said thousands of Czech soldiers could be deployed to provide assistance at refugee camps in states near Syria. Mr. Zeman said that reservists could assist professional soldiers in guarding the borders of the Czech Republic. The Czech Republic is prepared to exchange two-sided owns at Hamburg Docks for a more advantageous property, Minister of Transport Dan Ťok announced after a visit to the German port city. Hamburg authorities have earmarked the two pieces of Czech land for use in their plans to stage the Olympics in 2024. The minister said an exchange might be to the advantage of the Czech Republic. One piece of land was allotted to the country by the Treaty of Versailles, and the terms for the allocation expires in a few years. The other piece of land was purchased in 1929. The 2015 Jaroslav Seifert Prize is to be bestowed on the writer Eugen Brixius. The jury chose Mr. Brixius, who is 75, on the basis of his collection And the Body Became. The poet, prose author, playwright and journalist will receive the prize and a cheque for 100,000 crowns at a ceremony at the Prague Mayor's residence in November. The prestigious literary award was first given to authors in exile during the communist era. My name is Ian Willoughby and that's the end of the news.